friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you going?
Pretty good. Waking up.
Pretty good. We're all waking up. I'm on coffee number two.
Nice.
Sun is streaming through the BFM studios. I feel like that is helping me wake up this morning.
Yeah, that's some lovely sun.
You've got a very lovely floral summery dress on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you, Tess.
Feeling
springy? I'm feeling very springy.
Cool.
It's my favourite season.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Is that because it's still a little bit cold?
It's because I just like the flowers.
Ah, yeah, true.
Fair enough. You're obviously not a hay fever sufferer.
Oh, no, I am.
Oh, okay.
This is a tangent.
Yes. Anyway.
If we get back to the theatre, what is happening this weekend?
I was going to mention this second, but I might head on with the flower theme and talk about a dance show called Bloom.
Cool.
Ooh, la, la.
Which I did pick interest of because of the name. So it caught my eye when I was scrolling through the Tempo Dance Festival program, and Bloom is a shared performance with a lineup of choreographers whose work is in a state of change, of bloom, if you will.
Love it.
And it's the response to how in the dance industry, but also in the arts industry in general, you get labelled as an emerging artist, as a mid-career artist, as an established artist. And so these dancers are sort of, they're all in a state of change in their careers, and there are five performances, and one is about the agony and beauty of the female experience, which sounds awesome. Another is about default movements and emotional meaning behind that. Mine would just be like flailing my arms.
I would be throwing shakas all the time. Tess is like, stop doing that.
The emotional meaning behind
shakas. It started off as a joke and I can't stop doing it.
It's the shaka, it's the, I can't do it. And that the doesn't translate can't see to what radio. I'm doing. But you know when that thing that people do sometimes when they like flick their hand and the fingers click together?
Clack together.
The flick and click.
The flick and click.
That's not what it's called.
It's like...
Could be.
I'm just not cool enough to pull that off. I also feel like it would give me arthritis or something.
Oh, God.
That's not good.
Anyway, so the five dancers, others are about the methods of movement that have been picked up after years in the professional world of dance. And that show just looks super cool, super beautiful. And the title is Bloom, which is lovely.
Gorgeous. It's definitely reason itself to go
and see it. What's the price point we're talking here?
$19 to $29.
That's all
pretty
good.
Pretty doable. It's at the Q Theatre in the Loft. And it's only on tonight at 7:30.
Get down there.
Do it. Up next, One Act Play Festival is at the Pump House.
Cool.
One Act Play Festival is sort of, it's four treat-sized plays.
Is that what it's like? Is that the technical term?
It's like the sharing box of chocolates of theatre.
That's amazing. I like that.
Four new directors, new plays, new casts. The shortest play is 15 minutes and the longest is 40. So if you hate it, it'll be over soon. And something else that hopefully you like will be up. The first play looks so funny. It's called Words, Words, Words. And it's about three chimps locked in a cage trying to write Hamlet.
That's
which I think sounds really cool.
I love that's insight into Zoe's taste in theatre.
Animals and Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one is called Into Thin Air, which is being trapped in this world and the next and death and freedom.
Sounds like a handbrake turn in the tone there.
Yeah, from chimps to death. The other one is called Bonking James Bond, and another crazy turn.
Yes, swerving over the theatre road here.
Described as Bridget Jones meets James Bond in this warm-hearted comedy.
A crossover episode we didn't know we needed.
No. Yeah. Do we need it? Find out.
Yeah. And the last one in another genre shift is two men find themselves in a featureless room, very good for theatre if you don't want to make a prop, with no memory of how they arrived there, which is called The Dreaming. So I would
that
go to one.
That sounds very confusing.
Yeah. But anyway,
I love that you get four plays for the price of one.
Four plays at the price of one.
And they sound all very different, so there's bound to be something you'll enjoy in that lineup.
Personally, I'm keen for the three chimps.
Three chimps.
Anyway, that's tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at Pump House. I actually forgot to look up the price.
$24.
Oh, Tess.
Producer.
Nice.
Look at that. She's got it.
You know me.
What else have we got on theatre this weekend?
Snort. Improv. Basement theatre.
Always great.
Safe. All great. That's on tonight as well.
I gotta confess, I've never actually been to Snort, and I really want to go.
Oh, you've got
to
go.
So maybe I should go tonight.
Yeah, that could be
there
your
you
theatre thing today.
Look at that.
One of my favourite things is to go to Snort and then watch how many people are on first or second dates in the audience and just be like, that is a bold choice for a thing to take someone to improv
comedy. I like doing
comedy.
That anywhere. That's a great thing to do.
People speculate. Watching. Speculation. Mm. That sounds very good. And how much is Snort?
Oh, God.
Is it like $10?
Oh,
$20?
You, it's $12 to $15.
Oh, thanks. There we go. Sorry, guys.
No, you're all right.
It's a team effort up here on a Friday morning. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Thanks very much.
If you would also like to maybe go and watch a movie, thanks to the lovely Vic that sponsors this segment, and they have their gorgeous historic theatre on the North Shore.
And yummy homemade gelato.
Yes, it's so good, actually. The ice cream over there is yum. As then we're also giving away a couple of tickets to that. We've got a double pass to any movie that's playing at the Vic this weekend. If you'd like to go, then text us now, 5395, your name, your B card number, and the Vic.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.